Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori Amin, will interview published authors to chat about their work, journey to getting published, and their book recommendations. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast. Today's guest is Manda Collins. Manda writes historical romance with a touch of mystery. In this interview, we chat about her writing process and her books. Now let's go to the interview. Hi, Manda. Welcome to the Retro Next podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So happy to have you here. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
So I am from the coastal Alabama. I live in coastal Florida now, about 80 miles from where I grew up in Alabama. So so just Gulf Coast. I don't really like to be inland. So I just need to be close to the water just in case I have to escape by boat. Mm-hmm. I don't think it's going to be necessary, but just in case.
I feel you.
Yeah. So, yeah, I was a librarian for about 9 years before I stopped to write full time. And I'm just a book person, always have been.
I love this. So what inspired you to become a writer?
Well, I didn't really think of myself as a writer until probably college, even though when I was in middle school, I wrote, I didn't know what it was then, but now I know it was fan fiction based on the TV show Moonlighting with Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd. And my friends and I all watched it. We're like really into it. So I wrote these stories about us having adventures with the cast of Moonlighting. And so I really like, I liked that, like the pop culture part of it, but I liked, you know, having people read stuff that I wrote and having them respond to it. Then I was, when I was in college, there was a public education course on how to write a romance novel. And I was like, okay, well, this sounds like fun. And I had always been kind of interested in writing romance, but like, I didn't really have any follow through. So I took the course and it just got me really excited about it. And so I started writing a book and then like a bunch of life stuff happened. And so I didn't actually like fully start writing in earnest until about, I don't know, about 10 years later.
And so what was that journey to get that first book published?
So in 2006, Avon Romance, which is like one of the big, they're really known for their historical romance. Mm-hmm. But they had a contest called Avon Fanlit, where like writers could go in and they would write a sample chapter, like they would give you like sparks, like this chapter has to have a feather, a ballroom, and a quizzing glass. And so you would go in and you would write the chapter with these characters that we all voted to create. And so I got involved with that and met a lot of other people who were aspiring romance writers, like Tessa Dare, Courtney Milan. I'm trying to think who else, like just a bunch of people who are kind of big historical romance writers now. And we just like kind of spurred each other on to keep at it after the contest was over. And so I wrote my first book after that, which was a Victorian historical, and got my agent with that, Holly Root. And we tried to sell it and it just, it didn't sell. And so went back to the drawing board and wrote another book, which was a Regency historical. And it had the mystery element in it also. All my books have a mystery element. And so that one did sell to Press and published in January of 2012.
That's amazing. Congratulations. Yeah. A great journey.
Yeah, yeah, so, it was great.
So let's talk about what's your writing process like? Or do you write an outline? Are you a pantser? How do you get the
Yeah, so I call myself a planter because I plan some, but I don't plan everything, because when I do that, my brain feels like I've already written the book. Like if I know everything that's going to happen, it's boring to me to actually write the book because I know everything that's going to happen. So I do just kind of a chapter outline, and just give like one or two sentences for every chapter for what's going to happen in that chapter. I don't always stick to it, like depending on how the characters turn out while I'm writing them. Like some things change from that outline while I'm actually writing the book. But generally, I kind of keep to that same structure. So I kind of know like what's going to happen at the beginning, at the midpoint, then like at the ending, like everything that's going to wrap up and how it goes. So that's kind of keeps me from writing into corners.
I feel you. So yeah. How do you develop your characters? Does it come to you? Do you brainstorm ideas? What's the process like to develop the characters?
So I usually think in terms of, because so far I've written like the way that the publishing process works is you either write toward a 3-book deal or a 2-book deal. And so I have from the start written with trilogies in mind. And so what I'll do is I'll come up with the characters, and since it's a romance, I'll have like three heroines and three heroes, and like a general idea for what the mystery will be in it, because my story process, or my kind of core story, is always the hero and heroine working together toward a common goal, which is usually to solve a mystery. So they may not be friends at the beginning, but they have to work together, and in the process they fall in love while they're solving the mystery. And so a lot of times the characters will depend on what kind of character types will work together in a relationship. And so obviously I don't want to, they have to be able to have a happily ever after, because otherwise it's not a romance. So
yeah. So you mentioned the whole point of mystery and romance. How do you balance both aspects into the book?
So like with the way that I do it, generally, with characters, they have to have a motivation to want to solve the mystery. And so I generally will have like a mystery plot outline, just general, and then the romance plot outline, and those kind of have to work hand in hand. I don't really know how I do it, it just kind of happens. But I mean, I kind of think what I'm trying to do is you have like beats in the romance and then beats in the mystery. And like with both of them, each of the beats ups the stakes. So you're upping the stakes in the romance at the same time you're upping the stakes in the mystery. And so it kind of, ideally it goes that way.
I love this. And so what is the research process like for writing historical romance? Do you try to write within the same same time period, or do you jump around? And what's that process looks like?
So my first published books were in the Regency era, and it's really the late Regency era. So that's like, they're generally in the early 1820s. Mm-hmm. And I have done a lot of research in that area for what A Lady's Guide to Mischief and Mayhem is a Victorian. And for the Victorian era, when I was in grad school, getting my MA in English, I did a lot of courses in the Victorian era. And so we studied a lot of Victorian history, and especially Victorian domestic history. So like the stuff that impacted women and women's lives, and kind of the whole idea of separate spheres where the men, you know, had their world and women had their world, and they were kept separate. And especially like ladies, as opposed to just women out in the world. And they were very sheltered. There was this whole idea of the angel in the house. So there were women were lifted up to be this kind of like an ideal. And so they weren't supposed to see dark things in the world. And so a lot of that is present there in A Lady's Guide. And what I wanted to do with Kate and Caroline is to kind of show them pushing back against that structure that kind of kept women ignorant mm-hmm. of the world around them, and ignorant about their own bodies, ignorant about what happened in the world, ignorant about what the men in their lives were up to. And so there was this whole doctrine of separate spheres that meant men had their own clubs and their own places where they could congregate together and talk about men's things. And then women had their, you know, places where they could talk about women's things. And then, you know, they only met in the house. And so, so I wanted to like push against that somewhat.
I love this. So what was the source of inspiration for The Lady's Guide to Mischief and Mayhem?
So when I'm coming up with ideas for books and for series, I kind of like to think about things that are happening in contemporary pop culture and, you know, kind of what's going on in popular entertainment. And something that I got into, I was always kind of into it, but I didn't really get into it until a few years ago, which was true crime and then true crime podcasts. Mm-hmm. And one of the first ones I started listening to was My Favorite Murder. Mm-hmm. I love the fact that they can talk about like true crime issues and things that are terrible, but you don't leave the podcast feeling terrible. Mm-hmm. And so, and there was just that whole, their friendship, Karen and George's friendship is so important to the show, and it's important to their listeners. And they just built this whole community around talking about these things that, it's not quote unquote nice to talk about. Mm-hmm. And so so they were kind of the kernel of the idea. Mm-hmm. I thought, well, what would happen if there was something like My Favorite Murder in the Victorian era? Mm-hmm. And so so I kind of took them, and like it's not real person fiction, so it's not like exactly like Karen or exactly like Georgia, though I did Caroline does have a cat named Ludwig that is an homage to Georgia Hardstart's cat, Elvis. But yeah, so I just kind of took that and kind of ran with it. And it was really, it was fun to kind of think about, well, you know, what would happen if they were in the Victorian era? And so I'm, you know, they couldn't have a podcast in the Victorian era, obviously, but, but they had the newspaper. And so.
I love this. Oh my gosh. I love this so much. So what can we expect for the, is this going to be a series or like three books?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Right now it's two, and I'm hoping we'll be able to do some more also.
Perfect. So what can we expect for the next book in the series?
So the next book is going to be Caroline's book. It's going to be a missing persons case. So there's out of their column, they start kind of a book club, but it's not really a book club. It's more like a salon. And ladies from all walks of life can come and they talk about crime stuff, but they also talk about just, you know, life and things like that. And one of the members is an actress who is like up and coming and very popular. And she doesn't show up to their salon one day, and they were kind of expecting her. And then her maid comes to Caro and Kate and tells them that she's missing. Like, she went to the theater yesterday and she didn't come home the night before. And so that sends Caroline off on a journey to kind of figure out what happened to their friend. And of course she'll fall in love in the process.
I'm so excited to read the next book in the series. She sounds so good. So now let's go to a round of book recommendations. This is an opportunity for you to share with the audience what they should read next. What is your favorite genre?
I'm gonna cheat and say romance and mystery, because I love both. So I can't choose one.
That's okay. So what has been a book you read this past year that you love?
So a couple of months ago, I started reading the Lady Sherlock series by Sherry Thomas.
Yeah.
Which, like, I had read her romance before and really enjoyed it. But this is like the ultimate, because it's, again, it's got a romance, but it's also mystery. So like, it's right up my alley, and just her writing is just so exquisite. It makes me jealous as a writer, but also not jealous, because she's so good that I'm just like, I don't even, like, I'm not even on the same level. So it's fine.
Lotus. Tell us where you can find you online.
I'm on Twitter at Manda Collins. I'm super political there though, so if you don't like that, maybe don't follow me. I'm on Instagram at author Manda Collins, and on Facebook I'm Manda Collins author. So it's a little, I had to go with what was available, so I wish they could all be the same. And my website is www.mandacollins.com.
That sounds good. Thank you, Manda, for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited, and I really enjoyed talking to you.
Awesome. If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Once you connect with fellow romance readers and make new friends, get weekly book recommendations, attend monthly meetups, then join our Patreon community. You can join at whatyourneextblog.com/Patreon. Romance lovers, check out Queen Bee Reads Etsy shop for cute and comfortable bookish apparel. The shop also features social justice apparel and fun items from some of your favorite TV shows like The Schitt's Creek and The Office. Use code WHATTOREAD10 to save. Visit whatyourneextblog.com/QueenBeeReads. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Discover new podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyourneedsblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.